Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's mixed reaction on both sides of the political aisle to President Obama's plan to pull out U.S. troops from Afghanistan starting next month. During a press conference yesterday, the president said the U.S. is being successful in its mission to weaken al-Qaeda and help strengthen the Afghan government.
What I laid out was a plan in which we are going to be drawing down our troops from Afghanistan after 10 very long years and enormous sacrifice by our troops. But we will draw them down in a responsible way that will allow Afghanistan to defend itself and will give us the operational capacity to continue to put pressure on al-Qaeda until that network is entirely defeated.
But many lawmakers want U.S. troops to leave Afghanistan much sooner. Massachusetts Congressman James McGovern has just returned from a five-day trip to Afghanistan, and he joins us now to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, tell us what you heard from the soldiers that you spoke with in Afghanistan. How do they feel about this troop withdrawal?
Well, look, the soldiers are that I've met with are incredible people. I mean, they're doing what they've been told to do, and that is fighting this war and engaging in activities to help promote better governance and to help provide more security for the Afghan people. But the problem, as I see it, is that none of this is sustainable. The central government of Afghanistan, led by Hamid Karzai, is very corrupt and incompetent. And the other problem is that the Taliban is getting safe haven in Pakistan, so they're just kind of waiting and regrouping there. We're now mired down in a civil war in Afghanistan, a war that has no end, and we borrow $8.2 to $10 billion a month to pay for this war. We're going broke. We're losing some incredible men and women over there.
Should we be withdrawing troops faster and more of them? What should we be doing?
I think we should be withdrawing our troops faster, and I think we should be accelerating the diplomatic surge, if you will. 100,000 troops on the ground is way too many, in my opinion. It's the same policy. When I was there, during the brief time I was there, in the places that I visited, we lost 6 American soldiers. That's a heavy price to pay.
Diplomatic surge meaning what? What do we need to do on the diplomatic front to try to get some kind of a political solution?
Well, one is we need to reach out to the various elements of the Taliban, and by we I mean the Afghan government needs to do this. This doesn't work. This is not a U.S. solution. It has to be an Afghan solution. We also need to work with Pakistan, because Pakistan has turned out to be a safe haven for a lot of the Taliban. They attack our soldiers and they go back in and receive sanctuary in Pakistan.
Now, Senator McCain said that he thinks that even this plan by the president is too much too soon. He says that this withdrawal plan poses an unnecessary risk to the gains that the troops have already made in Afghanistan, and it'll send it backwards. So what do you say to that?
Well, when I talk to the troops, the gains that they have made, you know, for example, in providing a better security for some of the local cities and towns, they have done so because the United States basically bankrolls that additional security, and the United States puts American forces there to help ensure the security. Now, we can continue this that kind of arrangement forever and ever, but we're going to go broke, and we're going to lose more men and women. The big question is whether or not, as it currently stands, whether any of this is sustainable. Will the Afghan government pick up the tab for what we're doing right now? Will they ensure that the security exists in some of these remote areas? The answer is no.
So when you heard the president say, when he made his announcement about what was going to be happening in Afghanistan, and he said the tide of war is receding and we have shifted to transition, is that accurate based on what you learned from your recent visit there?
I love the president. I think he's doing a great job in a lot of areas. I think on this particular issue, he's wrong. I think what he announced is not a transition to anything, but a continuation of the same old, same old.
Congressman James McGovern just returned this week from a trip to Afghanistan. Thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.